Second question from Diana is around the Tyndall newspaper group and Johnston, basically saying that the Tyndall newspaper group has charged for the online version of the print copy, while Johnston has decided to use a different model by charging people for online content. Do I think Tyndall's way is going to work because it's less ambitious and less modern? In the short term, it clearly is working for them. In the long term, I think it's incredibly short-sighted, I think. They are leaving themselves open to other startups, to online-only new startups, to basically enter their market and compete on a lower cost base, charging less for advertising and getting more readers. And they will also get the early adopter readers who are perhaps more affluent and more attractive to advertisers. Now, the newspapers at Tyndall owns tend to be in areas that haven't yet had a high penetration of kind of hyper-local websites, but to some extent I think that that is going to happen, and Tyndall needs to be ready for that if it thinks it's going to have a long-term position in that market. You ask if it's a possible solution to the problem. Like I say, I think it's a short-term solution. It's not clear how much money that generates or how many people are paying for that, but it's extra money as far as they're concerned. Clearly, Tyndall are not as interested in selling advertising, targeted advertising, as other news organisations. And again, I think that's going to leave them behind when it comes to being competitive as the market changes. I think Johnston has more chance of succeeding purely on the basis of that model. I mean, there's a whole other organisational issues in terms of Johnston being run by shareholders and Tyndall not. So there's other reasons why they might succeed or fail. But in terms of the different models, I think Johnston has more chance of succeeding simply because they will know more about their online readers. I think one of the biggest advantages of paywalls, and I'm not a fan of paywalls generally, but one of the key reasons why you would have a paywall is to gather information about your readers and to, in some ways, increase the value of your readers to advertisers. So a model like Johnston's, assuming you're gathering data about your users, then it makes it easier to sell advertising at a higher price. So for that reason, I think Johnston has the better long-term future. Now, Johnston, unlike Tyndall, are operating in more competitive, more urban environments. So again, it's, you're comparing oranges and apples, but those are my thoughts on the models rather than the newspaper groups.